And this is the first evening hour of the third day of the Phoenix Congress. And this evening, we're going to get in just a tiny amount of practice. If this tape is ever played in Great Britain, of course, I should have said processing, but you can appreciate this omission. Now, we were taking up this beingness, you know, being one thing and then being another thing, and being your chronic somatic or your ailment, and so on. Now, a chap spoke to me after that session and said to me that he had put up a mock-up of this thing, and he had gone out in front of himself and been the mock-up and then come back and had been his body. Well, that's all right, except he had the ailment right there. You see that? I mean, he had a sore shoulder. Well, all right, instead of mocking the shoulder up out in front of him and going out there and being it, that's too indirect. He simply should have been the shoulder. There's this scale which starts in with no, and then goes down to look, and then comes into feeling, and then goes into effort, and then goes into thinking. Now, there's that scale. Now, you know the old one which said thought, emotion, and effort? Well, when you arrange it that way, a lot of things become quite interesting. Knowingness, when condensed, becomes lookingness. Lookingness, when condensed, becomes feelingness. Feelingness, condensed, becomes effort. And effort, when condensed, becomes thinking, as we know it, computive thinking. And thinkingness, when condensed, becomes a symbol. So there's where a symbol belongs, and that's what a symbol is. Well, this is quite interesting to observe, that as a person goes up the scale, he approaches the next higher level each time, you see? So he starts up, think, and now he's perfectly fine, he can handle thinking. So all of a sudden his thoughts are no longer compulsive. You do that by, you can start in by symbols, you see? You mark up the symbol, it's a heavy mass. You ever notice some of these big ideas that a fellow has are really massive? You know, and they move around, and all of a sudden they become light. Well, they turn into thinkingness. Well, after you've handled some thinkingness with the individual, he's thought over what he can't be and what his goals are and so forth, it's liable to go on up into effort. And he thinks this is downhill someplace. Well, that's not downhill. After he's run a few of these things, he's liable to think, boy, oh boy, I certainly slugged into it now. Big ridges and so forth move through and on. If this hasn't happened to you, you're probably too high on the tone scale to begin with. Don't worry about that. Remember, though, that just as I told you about that cycle of action, that this little business about know, look, feel, effort, thinking, of course, is a big cycle that parallels the create, survive, destroy cycle. But just as each little section of the create, survive, destroy cycle is itself composed of create, survive, destroy, so in this case, each part of this big curve that starts with no and goes down to symbol is in itself a small part of the same curve. I mean, it's a in vignette, you might say. So the way up here between 40, let us say, and 39, we would have this little gradient, which would start in with no, then it would go into looking, and then it would go into feeling and effort, and then thinking, and then symbol. And we're only down to 39. Now we'd start in at 39 with knowingness, and so we'd go on down the scale. But you see, that wouldn't be very heady. There wouldn't be very much mass in that. But as we come way down, we find somebody way down on the lower scale. Boy, one of his thoughts, if dropped, would break your foot. Now, you ask him to give you an idea. He sort of looks in his pocket, looks into his notebooks, you know, looks for this idea. There, you've got two things that are just adjacent. Now, did you ever have a fellow say, well, I don't know. Now, let me think this over very carefully. You know what you could do for him right there, processing. Whatever you've asked him to have an idea on, you know, tell him to mock up that idea and put it up someplace and move it around for a while. Because, you know, if he has this, well, I don't know about that, I have to think this over, I tell you, I'll give you the answer next week on that. Well, something like that. Boy, you're dealing with... You've just run straight into concrete. And the idea that you're playing with will apparently have to him, the moment he mocks it up, terrific math. Had a fellow one time, auditor told a girl, he said, well, as an indication of what shape she was in, he said, so I asked her to put up a couple of anchor points, and what do you know? They were two pyramids made out of solid steel. Well, there's nothing wrong with that, but that was this person's idea of a symbol. Well, all right, an anchor point, although Satan's pretty good, you know, he can put up a big, nasty, heavy anchor point. He's actually in pretty good shape. But let's take this on a symbol basis, and we find out that symbols become objects. And the evolution of an object is it starts with a symbol. And it gets heavier and heavier and heavier and heavier and heavier. That's how you make an object. You take an idea and pack it around with energy and pack it down, and you finally got an object. And that's why we talk these days about machines, where it mentions machines in various writings and so on. They actually are heavy. They have some mass to them. They're an idea which has been fixed in place. Now, about all a Satan ever does is fix ideas in place and unfix them. That's about all he does. He makes them mobile or not makes them mobile, so on. And when you get down to the final analysis, the single difference between an individual and nest in the physical universe is simply the individual has ideas and the object doesn't have ideas. When we get down to a single, most apparent difference, everybody can see that difference. There's lots of other differences, but that one's a big difference. So when you're running this, you'll find very many things happening. You find very often that when we ask for it the next time, when we go around again on something, hey, what do you know? There's an awful lot of them there, and there weren't any before. You know, we've asked for something. Well, what we've done there is sort of get the big, huge pyramid idea whittled down a little bit, moved around, and unfixed. I say, give you three goals, you say, what you don't have. Give you three goals, what you don't have. And the fellow the first time thinks, well, let's see. Well, I don't know. Now, let me see now. A goal I don't have. Boy, you just ran into a piece of concrete. He has a goal that has been stopped so hard by a barrier that it's still there. Now, after he's run a few goals, he thinks of one, another one, maybe he gets slower, then his feet up faster, then he can think of a lot of goals. Oh, that would be very easy. What have you done? You've taken a barrier away from his time track. You just removed it. And so, he just sees that it isn't there and explodes it, and that's the end of that. But after you've done this too much, you see that it reduces somebody's happiness. You see that? After you've blown up too many pieces of energy, the fellow starts to get deficient. You know? And he has an energy deficiency. So, that has to be balanced to some degree. In running any pre-clear, you have to watch for this. And you have to give him some energy back. He'd rather have the energy, whether it has an idea in it or not. If the idea kills him, so what? The energy's more valuable. That's why a person will pick up one of these horrible, hideous engrams. Level of acceptance, that level of engram. You pick up one of these things, you know? Of course, about blows his head off, but that's all right with him. It's energy. Now, as you run this stuff, and as you get a pre-clear deficiency too far down, all of a sudden you'll key some things in. See? Boom, 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 boom. And you get a whole lot of somatics. Well, if he starts getting too many somatics and so forth, well, you just better turn around and restore his happiness a bit. See why? He started to eat facsimiles. Those things are poison, but he doesn't care. Satan's like a locoed horse, you know. He'll eat one piece of local wheat, and then he's good for a whole pasture full. He just keeps on going. Of course, it's actually not nonsensical for him to do this because nothing can happen to him anyway. He knows this. He can't do anything but survive. Why shouldn't he blow his brains out? So now, as you notice this, as we go along, what we actually do is take masses of energy which he has, and we strip the ideas out of him that are killing him. You know, these murderous ideas, and let him have the energy. Make it possible for him to have things, to have energy or not have energy at will, and we take the bite out of it, you might say. See what we're doing then, essentially? Well, actually, we're doing a lot more than that. But there, in essence, when you're using this technique on somebody, I just wanted you to remember that. If you'll notice, I'm giving you havingness and then taking it away from you and then handing it to you again and then taking it away from you one way or the other and keeping it pretty well balanced. Well, all right. This evening, I hope that you, as you run along, you turn up with a lot of answers I haven't even stated here, because you should, because we're right on the track, and it's very easy for you to do this. But let's take this business of putting the mock-up out there and being the mock-up when the fellow had his shoulder, let's call it, right there. He could be shoulders right there, see? You know? All he had to do was kind of slump this way and be shoulder and be this back this way and be his body. Instead of that, no. We got to put a mock-up out here and be the mock-up. Now, why did he do that? Well, that's look. That's a deficiency in looking. See? He could put a symbol. He could have a symbol and look at a symbol, but not his shoulder. See that? Symbol. Well, now you'll catch yourself doing this sort of thing. And I'm not asking you to be terribly introspective. These ideas occur to you, and I'm just trying to show you a little bit where they go. And by telling you a little bit about it, why, you'll speed it up a lot faster. You all of a sudden won't be confronted with a terrible unknown. We don't want you to be confronted with this awful, horrible unknown that will haunt you. In fact, the only thing we want to haunt you is you. SOP 80 also contains a step which teaches the Satan how to haunt. Without going into that with you this evening. Now, did anybody get any bad effects from being the somatic and then being his body? Did it stick anything with anybody here? Didn't stick anything. Okay, that's all. Because every once in a while we'll chew somebody into it and he's got enough energy sitting around to sit in the middle of and trap a long time. Come. So we don't want that to happen. We want you to go home with your feet way below you. Very below you, at least 25 feet. Now we've had some new exteriorizations that haven't happened before here. And I hope we have some more. Did anybody exteriorize, by the way, on just this one particular one of moving in and being the master of the sun? Did we get an exteriorization on that? A new one? All right. Did we get a, yeah? Good. Did we get a greater certainty of exteriorization on that in some cases? Good. Good. All right. So let's have that. And the first thing I want you to do is mock yourself up the biggest symbol you can. A big symbol. Let's get a nice big symbol. Now duplicate it, meaning the same thing. Duplicate it. Now get a duplicate of it, which doesn't mean a thing. And duplicate that. And duplicate the first symbol again, but now with something that doesn't mean a thing. Same mass. Now throw it away. Now mock up a symbol in front of you which doesn't mean a thing. Let's get better certainty on it. Throw that one away. And let's mock up a symbol that doesn't mean a thing. Throw that away. We can do better than that. Another one that you're real certain doesn't mean a thing. That one? No. Doesn't mean a thing. Okay. Now twist it around and make it mean something else. Now twist it around and make it mean nothing. Now twist it around again to it's terribly significant and mysterious. Okay, throw it away and be a book. I'll be the end of the book, the beginning of the book. Throw it away, be the end of another book, be the beginning of the book. Throw it away, any book, doesn't it? Be a book. Now be the end of the book, now be the beginning of the book. Throw it away. Now be another book, be the end of it, the beginning of it. Throw it away. Anybody getting the sensation of whir of pages? All right, throw it away. Now, let us decide, now get a big goal of being all-knowing and to know everything get this doll, and then be a book. All right, pile that book up carefully beside you and be another book. And put that one aside and be another book. Now, being this new book, leer at you. Now, put that aside. Now, be another book. And put that aside. And 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 be another book. Must be a library. Get how knowing that is. Be a whole library. Now just pick out an actual library now and be it. And get how knowledgeable this makes you. Now be your body. Now be a library. Now be your body. And be a whole library. Pick out a specific library. Now be every book in it. Okay. That nice math? All right, now be your body. Now be a library. Now be your body. Now pick out somewhere a beautiful wood. Oh, a beautiful wood someplace. Lovely big trees and so forth. Let's pick out a beautiful wood that you know about. Okay, now be the wood. The whole thing. I don't care how much you make of the goal the first time. You can build up to it. Let's be this wood. Now be your body. Now be this wood. Now be your body. Now be this wood again. Reach the extreme ends of it. Reach all through it and be this whole wood. Now let's get some perception of it, like the odor of trees. Now be your body. Now let's be this wood again. Now be your body. Now be this wood again. Now be your body. Now let's pick another wood, one that you have been very, very fond of in the past sometime, one that you've been very fond of that you found very acceptable to you, that you found acceptable to you, whether a city park or whatever it is, doesn't matter, a wood that's been very acceptable to you. Now be the wood. Now be your body. Now be the wood, and be the body, and be the wood, and be the body, and be the wood again, and be the body. Now be the wood again, and be the body. Now be the wood again. Now be your body. Okay, now let's think of somebody you are very simpatico, extremely simpatico. And right where you are, be exteriorized if you can. You are? Be exteriorized. And right where you are, you're still in the body, do it on the body. Right where you are, put over you the head of a person you have liked in the past. Without removing it, put on you the head of another person you've liked in the past. Without removing this one, put on the head of yet another person. Without removing that, put on the head of another person. Now just go ahead and keep on putting on heads of all sorts and descriptions. All kinds of heads. You're not able to make them sit down, change your level of acceptance on them. Lots of heads. A thorough number of heads. Lot's forehead. You can get as original as you want or duplicate them as many times as you want, but let's put on head. Pack them all down now and put on more head. And pack them all down some more and let's put on head. And pack them all down and let's put on head again. And pack them all down again. Let's put on some more head. All right, pack all those down again. And now put on an enormous head. And pack that down. And let's put on the most huge head that you know about here on Earth. And pack that down real good. And put on another huge head here on Earth. And pack that down. And another one. 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 Okay, pack all that down very nicely and put it aside so you can keep it. Now, reach out and pick out a planet someplace and add the planet to it. Now, while you're at it, you might as well add another planet to it. No reason to be cheap about this. Now let's add another planet to it. Okay. Now you can just save that if you want to. Okay. All right. Now, let's be about 500 or 1,000 feet back of your body. Right back there. Make it 1,000 feet. Right away, quick, wrap around yourself a lot of this energy you've got. Be 500, 1,000 feet, doesn't matter exactly what the distance is, that's just order of magnitude, way back there, and wrap around yourself this energy we've been accumulating. Okay. Now reach sort of way forward to the body and pat it on the head and say, nice body. Okay, wherever you are, select three things that aren't giving you orders. Okay. Get some more things that aren't giving you orders. Take them out. Some more things that aren't giving you orders. And now let's get some things that aren't giving somebody else orders. Let's see if we can actually spot these things now in the environment. Actual objects that are not giving orders to somebody else. All right, now let's find some things around you that you're not giving any orders to. And some things around you that aren't giving orders to somebody else. And now some things that aren't being ordered around by anybody else. Things that nobody else is ordering around. Make it easier, get a specific person. And now some things which a certain person, pick out a person, isn't using to give orders to another person. And now some things another specific person isn't using to give orders to you. And now let's spot some things you're not using to give orders to another person. All right. Now let's find three things you're not telling where to go anywhere. And now some things that are not telling you to go anywhere. And some things which are not telling somebody else to go anywhere. And now, give me some goals you do not have, some goals that you do not have. And now some goals that another person does not have. Get another specific person and get some goals this person does not have. Okay, now some goals that you do not have for somebody else. And some goals that somebody else does not have for you. And now some goals that another specific person does not have for somebody else. Okay, now some goals that you do not have. All right, now let's define some persons that you are not, some people you are not. And now some people that somebody else is not. Get another specific person and get some people this other person is not. Now, let's get two other people, specific people, and let's find some people that the first of these isn't trying to make the other one into. Now, let's get another specific person, and let's find some people this other person is not trying to make you into. You know, not trying to make you into Eisenhower. Now, let's take another specific person, and let's get some people that you're not trying to make this specific person into. Okay, now let's run off some animals that you're not. All right, let's get another person and get some animals this other person isn't. I get the other person knowing he isn't these animals. All right, let's get another person and get some animals this other person knows you aren't. Another person is dead certain you're not certain animals. Well, let's get that. Okay, and let's get two other people, and let's get one of them being certain the other is not certain animals. Okay. Now let's get three places. One, two, three. Places where you are not. All right, now some places where somebody else is not. Now, some places where somebody knows somebody else is not. Two other people. Actually spot these places, though. Now, let's get some places where somebody knows you are not. And now some places where you know somebody else is not. Now let's spot these places real good now. Some places where you are not. Okay, now let's spot some places where bacteria, bugs, you know, germs, where germs are not. Let's find some places where germs are not. Now, let's have somebody else get some places where this other person knows germs are not. Now let's have somebody find for somebody else places where bacteria is not. And somebody find for you places where bacteria is not. And you discovering for somebody else places where bacteria is not. Discover them for this other person where bacteria isn't. Now let's get some things you are not doing. And some things somebody else is not doing. Okay, now get some things that somebody is not making somebody else do. And some things you're not making somebody do. And some things which somebody else isn't making you do. Now, some things you are not doing. Now, let's pick out some places where objects aren't. Places where there are no objects. All right, now let's get some objects you are not. Get somebody else and get some objects this person isn't. All right, some objects that somebody else knows you are not. Okay, and you knowing what object another person is not. List of objects some other specific person is not. Now let's locate some places where you are not thinking. Where somebody else is not thinking. Okay. Now let's get some places in the past where a specific object is not. Pick out an object. Now get some places in the past where it is not. Now some places in the future where it is not, or where it will not be. Places in the future where it will not be. Okay. Now let's get some places in the past where you are not. That's some. All right, now let's get some places in the future where you will not be. Specific places, let's spot them. Places in the future where you will not be. Now let's get some places in the past where somebody else is not. Another specific person.
more places where this specific person is not in the past. All right, let's get some places in the future where another person is not, will not be. Some places in the future where another person will not be. Let's go in for some certainty on this now. Okay, now let's mock up a body, any kind of a body. Now duplicate it. And duplicate it. And duplicate it. And duplicate it. Duplicate it. Duplicate it. Now pull all these duplicates together. Pull them all together. Pull them all together. Now push them down so they're nice and hard. Now, so it makes some hard energy. All right, now build a body out of uranium. Real heavy. Any heavy object, heavy ore. This stuff. Another one. Another one. Another one. Another one. Another one. Now duplicate what you've got. And duplicate what you have again. And duplicate what you have again. And duplicate it again. Duplicate it again. Now pull all these duplicates together. Get all the space out of it. Put that down real nice there. Now just mark up two spaces. And push them together. And two more spaces. And put them together. Now throw them away. Now let's mark up some space and have it tell you you're nothing. Throw it away. Now mark up some more space and have it tell you you're nothing. Throw it away. Now mark up some space and have it tell you you're nothing. Right away. Now mark up some space in front of the body. Now have somebody else mark up some space in front of his body and waste it. You mark up some space and waste it now. Okay. Now, let's put some unconsciousness in the front of the platform. Good heavy mass of it, unconsciousness. And some unconsciousness in the right wall of the room. And some in the ceiling. Fix it in the ceiling now. And some in the left wall of the room. And some in the floor. And some in the back of the room. All right. Now let's put obedience in the right wall. Obedience in the front of the platform. Obedience in the left wall. Put obedience in the back wall. Obedience in the ceiling. Obedience in the floor. Obedience in the right wall. Obedience in the front of the platform. Obedience in the back of the room, in the ceiling, in the left wall. Put some more obedience in the front of the platform and change it into unconsciousness. And then change it into obedience. And change it into a feeling of freedom. And in the right wall, put in the feeling of obedience. And change it to unconsciousness. Change it to obedience. And change it to a feeling of freedom. And in the back wall of the room, let's put obedience. And change it to unconsciousness. Change it to obedience. And change it to freedom. And in the ceiling, put in obedience. And change it to freedom. Put obedience in the ceiling again. Change it to freedom. Put obedience in the floor. Change it to freedom. Obedience in the floor. Change it to freedom. Now put franticness in the front platform. And franticness in the right wall. And franticness in the ceiling. franticness in the back wall. And franticness in the floor. And franticness in the left wall. And fear in the front platform. And fear in the right wall. Fear in the ceiling. And fear in the back of the room. And fear in the left wall. And fear in the floor. And put unconsciousness in the whole room. And change it to fear. And change it to franticness. And change it to calmness. And to franticness. And to calmness. And to franticness. And throw it away. And mop up all the walls real quick. Sweep them up. Let go of them. Now let go of everything you're holding on to. Let go. Now hold on to the two back corners of the room. And sit there and don't think.